I've also got a question here, which might be for you, Hallam. It's a question from David. He's got a five-week-old daughter who yawns.
Expect lots of yawning going on all round if she's 5 weeks old.
And so when she yawns, he yawns as well. But when he yawns, she doesn't yawn. Is yawning kind of the contagious yawning thing a learnt thing or a cultural thing?
It's a very good question, actually. I'm afraid I haven't got the knowledge at my fingertips as to exactly how old children are when they start realising they start learning to yawn when they see other people doing it. Because it's a really common reflex, actually, it happens in lots of different animals. If you see someone yawning, you want to yawn yourself, which is very strange. But I think the fact that we see it in all these animals, including some that maybe aren't so social, so perhaps it isn't something that's learnt, but maybe a bit more inherent. Perhaps it starts to arrive at some point. Dave, you were telling me about the dogs, isn't it? Was it wild dogs?
Yeah, I think some wild dogs in Africa, they get this contagious yawning thing. So one of them will yawn, then the other ones will yawn. And then it's about the time when they're about to go to bed. So it's a nice way of getting the whole pack to decide to go to bed. So I was just thinking about the five-year-old daughter. I think very young babies, their eyesight isn't very good. They can't focus very well. So it could be just that she can't see you yawning. So she doesn't learn how to yawn from that.
There you go. That could be it. Perhaps once she can see you properly, you can yawn in front of her and encourage her to go to bed. That's about all we've got time for this week, but we'll be back next week looking at how technology is helping us in all walks of life. We'll hear about computer software that can tell us how old you are, so perhaps you won't have to show ID in the pub anymore. Plus, we'll find out how it might soon be possible to recover data that you thought your computer had lost, and how identity thieves might unfortunately use the same trick to get hold of your bank details.
We'll also find out how science is taking the virtual world of Second Life by storm, from a virtual hospital to the Naked Scientist HQ. And in Kitchen Science, I'll be trying to find out if you could charge an MP3 player with a lemon.
All that remains for me to do is say a very big thank you to our guests this week, Peter Friend and Constantine Cusio, and Stefan Krenn on the phone. And thanks as well to our production team this week, Ben Valsler, Petro Minch, Mira Sintalingam, Dan O'Carroll, and of course Dave Ansell. So don't forget, you can email us with your science questions, chris@thenakedscientist.com. And of course, there's also Question of the Week. So if you have any questions that need special attention, get in touch by emailing questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. So do join us next week. Until then, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.